Hi, this is From the Hive, a pocket practice. I'm your host, Troy Bronsink, and today we're going to hear from Marthaim Sanders. Marthaim is an improv artist, a pastor, and director of the IAJ podcast, which is arts, inspiration, and justice. He's in Atlanta, and we sat down and had a conversation with him a few months ago, and this practice seems like a good fit for the summer. Marthaim is going to lead us in a walking and breathing exercise. So I invite you to grab some flip-flops or tennis shoes, and when you're ready, we'll jump in with Marthaim next.
If you have a chance to walk while listening to this, that would be great. It's not necessary. You can adapt what we're doing for sitting. I will talk as though we're walking, and then you can simply make any kind of change to this process as you see fit. So as we begin, I encourage you to take a few deep breaths in the following way. So take your tongue, put it against the roof of your mouth, up towards your teeth, and try and hold it there for three deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose to a count of seven. Holding it for a count of three. And then back out through your mouth for a count of eight. And the same thing two more times. In for seven, hold for three, out for eight. And one last time. And as you walk, let your breath become natural. I invite you to fix your gaze in the distance on something. A tree, a building, a person. I want you to notice details about what it is that you fixed your gaze on. If it's a person, you obviously want to be respectful of them. Notice how the tree moves. The shape of the building, what kind of exterior it has, chipped paint or faded colors. The person, notice how they're holding themselves. What are they doing? What's their posture like? Where are their eyes? Now I invite you to shift your awareness to yourself. Notice your arms. How you're holding them as you walk. Are your fists clenched? Are they swinging widely or more hanging at your side? How about your feet? Your toes pointed forwards? Outwards, inwards. Is your pace regular? And your breath. Does it pick up the pace with the exercise? Is it slowed and comfortable? Now I invite you to shift your attention once again and ask yourself this question: what can I say yes to? You might say it in your mind and then release it. If you're in a place where you're comfortable saying it out loud, do that. Give space for listening after you say it. Ask it again. What can I say yes to? Notice what comes up. It could be an offer, or perhaps a challenge, and know that saying yes never means putting yourself in danger. Saying yes never affirms abuse. That deeper yes is what we're seeking. One that is life-affirming and life-giving. It could be uncomfortable. It could be risky. Now I want you to imagine if you can do this with your body. If not, imagine in your mind. Imagine that you're holding that thing in two hands, cupped in your hands, like a baby bird. You want to give it enough support. Don't hold it too tightly. And now let it fly. And now I invite you back to that fixed gaze. Something or someone in the distance. Pay attention. Pay attention to what it brings up inside of you, too. And shift your attention back to yourself. Your arms and your hands. Your posture. feet and your pace. Your breath. And let us finish with three breaths, the same way that we began. With your tongue on the roof of your mouth towards your teeth. In through your nose for a count of seven. Hold it for three. Out through your mouth for a count of eight. Another one, and seven, hold three, out eight. And one final breath.
This has been a Pocket Practice with Marthame Sanders. You can learn more about his work in the show notes. Thanks for joining us and enjoy the rest of your day.